Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, I'm going to tie all of these topics together in the first segment. Then second segment, we'll get to multiple issues. And then our friend Rena is going to join us. I post because Jim Pete, his fabulous wife Tika, sent me a photo yesterday. This is from 25 years ago. I'll show you since you're not on Instagram. Or did I show you this yesterday? I don't think I did.
No, you did not show me yesterday.
Tika sent me a picture. Somehow it popped up in Summer Feed. This one, I'm married to Kathleen, and we're at Madden's 25 years ago. Tika looks the same.
Good for her.
Kathleen looks so similar, and Pete and I, you know.
Not been good to you?
It's been a good run. It's been a good run. So here, and if you want to see the photo, so you can describe it, see the photo. I'm on Instagram. I don't post a lot on Instagram. I should post more. I really should. At Chad Hartman Show. Forget me. You want to see young Jim Pete, young Tika Pete, and young Kathleen, you can. Follow us on Instagram. Just give it a try a little bit. At Chad Hartman Show. Follow us on Twitter, at Dave_Harrigan, at Chad Hartman Show, and podcast the show. Odyssey, Spotify, Apple, you name it. Okay, what are your first thoughts when you see the photo?
I don't believe you were ever that young.
I'm 35 there.
I know. 25 years ago, the year 2000.
Yeah.
I mean, with Jim Pete, the obvious is the hair.
Yep.
Got a full head of hair, though. He does not now.
Mm-hmm.
You've still got plenty of hair.
Yep.
But you've got a really kind of an almost pompadour kind of thing going up there. It's high.
I kind of went with the poofy hair.
Yeah, you're poofy. There's no question you're poofy.
Yeah. Maybe I was trying to act like I was like 6'3 or something.
I think you were trying to squeeze
poor
a couple inches up there.
Hair height control. That's what I had.
Maybe you were intimidated by Jim Pete's true height and you said, you know what? I can get up there, Jim.
That is a strong, strong possibility. So give us a follow on some of the social media platforms. Follow Jason, follow Vanita, follow everybody on the station. Jeffrey Lurie is the owner of the Philadelphia Eagles. And Jeffrey Lurie has been very involved in autism and helping out with awareness and having big events. Well, today, news came out, and this is me as a father of a son with autism, where I was immensely touched by this. And by the way, you do not have to have autism in your life to feel like this was just a tremendous gesture. Because Lurie and his family are donating $50 million, I repeat, $50 million, to Children's Hospital and Penn Medicine to create the Lurie Autism Institute. Largest single donation towards autism ever made to a U.S. hospital. This goes back to the Nancy Lurie Marks Family Foundation, founded by Jeffrey Lurie's mother, where they have donated to autism causes for a while. the foundation, even before this $50 million, Dave, has raised more than $40 million, including over $10
million
this year. This is taking a lot of financial success and finding something that touches so many Americans. And when I don't fault people for wondering what is going on with autism, what is going on with autism when it doesn't affect anybody in my family? What is going on with autism when it's your daughter, your son, your brother? And so what a fantastic gesture by the Lurie family. $50 million is an extraordinary amount of money when the numbers are increasing. And there are a lot of reasons why. And we can have that debate. And we're about to get into a little vaccine talk with RFK Jr. But what a decent gesture. What a gesture filled with your heart and your wallet to try to give us greater understanding to why the autism rates are increasing, how to help those who have autism. Just a gesture that we need more of. And yeah, it is notable when it's $50 million, but it's also notable when people, you know, help causes with $10 and $20.
Absolutely. As it's so true that every little bit helps. And when you see when you see something like that, clearly it's not just, you know, the Lurie family concerned about autism with the country. They've got to have some sort of connection.
Yep.
Obviously, it's very, very personal to them.
Yep.
And as you said, whether it's $5, $50 million, if there's a cause that you feel a connection to, whether it's a personal connection with you, your family, or just something that, you know, that just speaks to you. Whatever you can give, whatever you can do, money,
yes,
just bringing attention to the cause, sharing a couple things on, you know, Twitter or Facebook, you know.
Right. Exactly.
It's all helpful.
Whatever is within your capability. And there is nothing in any way to be shamed. All of it is applauded. Whether it's volunteering, whether it's raising awareness, all the things you said it beautifully. So bravo to anybody who finds a cause, not just autism, but whatever it might be. Now we have RFK Jr., who has lied about autism frequently throughout his life. Cited that Wakefield study, which was disproven quickly. Has said things about autism and vaccines that are lies, that are insults. And Donald Trump appointed him. Because RFK Jr. was going to get, millions and millions of votes?
Yeah, got him some votes. That's nice.
He wasn't going to win, but in a close race, he was going to be a factor. So he's savvy politically, but then he puts him in charge of Health and Human Services. And he told us all these things in his congressional hearings about what he wasn't going to do, what he was going to do. And he's sticking to the fact that he is an extraordinary vaccine skeptic. He's not against all vaccines. That's a lie. But he's against plenty, and he's extraordinarily skeptical. So yesterday, he announces that he's retiring all 17 members of the government panel of vaccine advisors. A clean sweep is needed to reestablish public confidence in vaccine science. Listen. There are very valid questions that can be asked, and the answers I might not like, you might not like, but questions can be asked. But when you have somebody who's trying to stack the deck the way RFK Jr. is doing it, we know what he's trying to get to. These are individuals who are independent medical and public experts who've made recommendations on review and evidence, okay? He claims, and again, I think he bumps into the truth, that some of the members of the committee were last-minute appointees of the Biden administration and noted that without outing advisors from the current group, the Trump administration would not have the ability to appoint a majority of new members until 2028. But then good reporting pointed this out. All HHS agencies and advisory panels have rigorous policies for conflict of interest, and there have been no related issues for years Because he claimed in this dismissal, in the Biden part, he claimed there were persistent conflicts of interest and they become little more than a rubber stamp for any vaccine. That's because he's such a vaccine denier. All members, just adding it from the reporting that I saw multiple places, of the Federal Vaccine Advisory Committee are already required to comply with the regulations around disclosing potential conflicts of interest. I think this is frightening. Frightening for what is going on. Ask questions. Absolutely. Don't just accept what you're told. But when you appoint someone who's doubted the belief in vaccines, who's tied vaccines to autism over and over again, many times with disproven studies, laughed at studies, and he's now going to appoint the people, and then he's going to give us a conclusion from the people he's appointed? Okay, sure. Then one last thing on special education.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Walz administration had the trifecta a couple years ago. And had, what do we have? We had an $18 billion surplus.
It's a good surplus. Big surplus.
We spent, and we spent, and we spent, and we spent. This year, more of a compromise. Good. And if both sides are upset, fine. Probably better off.
How it should be.
Yep. But the Walz administration was talking about budget cutting for special education. So now what they're doing, they're appointing this Blue Ribbon Commission. I love how they just call it a Blue Ribbon Commission. To look for $250 million in savings for special education. And if not, then the Minnesota Department of Education is going to have to cut that money. This is so cruel to so many families in this state who have kids who have special education. There is such an enormous divide in this state, in many areas, far from just special education, but in particular in special education, on the number of teachers, on the number of parents, on how they work with the mainstream kids, on what education they're taught, the patience that is shown by these teachers. Those folks who buy in and have the kindness in their heart and the intellect to teach our kids who happen to be because of just this most minor change in their genetics could be any one of us listening. And they are quality individuals in special education. They are angels. They are amazing individuals. But there is such a divide in the schools where they have money versus the schools when they normally don't. And what we're going to do is cut another $250 million. And I get more of this responsibility is in the federal government because they have been woefully behind, whether it's Democrats or Republicans. And so then the states have to pick up where the federal government has fallen short repeatedly. But it is a sad situation for a lot of families who see this and think they're battling over and over again to try to give their kids the best opportunity possible. And now we're looking to cut another $250 million when we're incredibly short to begin with.
I was going to say, you're talking about families who I'm sure the vast majority would say special ed is already underfunded.
It is in almost all places. We were lucky, incredibly lucky. I'm going to acknowledge that we had the ability to get to – we looked at multiple schools, right? We looked at multiple schools, Hunter and Griff. And then because Quentin has autism, we were willing to switch completely for Quentin. If we had to move, we would. And we looked around, and it turned out the district we were in, great. High number of teachers, probably as many as any district in the state. Lucky, lucky, lucky. So many other people aren't in that position, and now we're going to cut money. That's just cruel. It's 21 past 2.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.